First of all, Happy New Year. You may be thinking this isn't the usual introduction to Micronews, and you're right. But what you're listening to is a song that was performed to us by Sriyeshi Basu, who, along with her collaborator, Sanjeev Bhakta, won the Microbiology Society's Outreach Prize. The song is part of their winning initiative, Joy Hook, a collaborative project that uses traditional art forms and music to communicate knowledge of tuberculosis to school children in India. I spoke to Sriyeshi about the project following her and Sanjeev's talk at the online Why Microbiologists Matter event in November 2020. First of all, many congratulations for winning the Outreach Prize. I was there for both you and Sanjeev's talks, and they were both absolutely brilliant. Particularly enjoyed the song.
Thank you.
For those who weren't able to join, could you just explain what the initiative that you won for is all about?
So Joy Hook kind of came about from an idea that I had while working in the lab. So I basically did my undergraduate at UCL in infection and immunology. And as all undergraduates have to go through, they have to do a dissertation in the third year. And I decided to do mine at a tuberculosis research lab because I had quite a profound interest in TB and its epidemiology, and especially in the country where I'm from, India. So I was like, I really wanted to learn about the molecular background of TB in a lab setting. So I was working with a TB researcher based at UCL in a lab where she worked with zebrafish, which was quite a new model organism that is being looked at for understanding the immunopathology of TB. So when I was working with zebrafish, and because I was getting acquainted with a lot of the equipment like immunofluorescence, microscopy, while looking at some of the micrographs, I kind of had this flashback to when I had come across these kind of vivid art that as a kid in Bengal, which is where I grew up. And this kind of reminiscing moment brought me back to how those kind of art techniques had really increased my knowledge in a lot of concepts during that time. So that's when I thought about how we could use potentially art, and particularly the tribal art that I had used in Joy Hook, to bring about awareness of science. And of course, because I was interested in TB at the time, I was like, how we could use this art to increase awareness of TB specifically. And how I could conjugate that with a global health perspective. So that's when I thought about creating a campaign, an awareness campaign, which I later named Joy Hook, and kind of bring it back to my home country in Calcutta and bring about awareness of tuberculosis amongst the population, which is very important because TB is still a big problem in India today. And I think it's easy to kind of overlook the sociological aspect of tackling a disease like this, which, you know, should have been eliminated ages ago. But obviously there's something, you know, wrong that we're doing wrong. And so we have to look at it from a different way. And awareness is one of the key aspects of doing that.
You said tuberculosis should have already been eliminated.
Yeah.
Why is it still so prevalent in India?
So tuberculosis is actually one of the oldest diseases. And the reason why it's still so prevalent is because of the way it's being tackled from a medical healthcare perspective. In the beginning, I think there wasn't so much active case finding, and especially because it's quite prominent in the rural community, even though it's a disease that can infect anyone, because a lot of the risk factors for TB are primarily prevalent amongst the rural community, that's why we need to focus more on villages and the people who are affected with it disproportionately. But they won't actively go to the clinics themselves, we find. And that is a lot to do with the stigma. And hence, we need to tackle the stigma before we can understand why TB hasn't been eliminated at a national level. So that is one of the primary drivers for why TB has still not been eliminated, alongside, of course, access to public health care and more action at government level.
So you said that you were inspired by a lot of the art, and that conjured up a lot of memories for you. Yeah. Is art and artistic a large part of Joy Hook?
Oh, yes, definitely. Joy Hawk is kind of centered around one of the biggest folk art traditions in the region of West Bengal, which is called Pottochitro. And it was one of the first notable forms of ethnographic art to kind of juxtapose mythological figures and contemporary articles in one frame in order to kind of emphasize global implications of many current events. For example, this is a very old traditional folk art that has been there for generations on end, but this kind of new way of painting contemporary scenes, like, for example, major events like the tsunami of 2004 in Japan or the 9/11 attack, using these kind of mythical figures is a way of kind of reinventing, I think, this art, and renews a kind of appreciation, a newfound appreciation for it. And it's not just Pottochitro, but there are many different kinds of art and famous folk traditions that come from India. And these artists are well rooted within their rural villages, and hence kind of approaching them with this project and allowing them to kind of break away from the norm of just painting about mythology and kind of, you know, using art for scientific purpose, for TB. It was quite exciting, I think. And it was really allowed Joy Hawk to be a unique project, especially for educating the current generation.
That's fantastic. I think using local, well-known artists, obviously, I think would probably give more gravitas to the project, especially from like rural communities. So what are the main goals and aims of Joy Hawk, and how do you do those?
So the aim of Joy Hawk was to kind of use these creative interventions, use this art and music to kind of raise a basic level of TB awareness and specifically multi-drug resistance among students within semi-urban and the rural community in Calcutta, which is where I'm from. So I decided to start local. And this was the primary objective, and of course, kind of qualitatively assemble data based on how much they already know about TB and see where we can improve in the future for better advocacy and campaigns. Because of course, it's easy to say that no one knows about TB, but you really need to get into the nitty-gritty of what exactly they don't know about TB and the kind of misconceptions that really lie at a grassroots level. And that's what I wanted to achieve with Joy Hawk, is to, of course, gain a better understanding, but also be able to do it in a very open and comfortable way so that it's a two-way engagement process and a learning process as well.
Obviously, the whole project seems like it's been a success, seemingly going very well, but I was wondering if there's anything you are particularly proud of.
With Joy Hawk. Well, the amount of kind of enthusiasm I got from the students is, it just made the entire project so worthwhile. I think, of course, educating them is very important, but their participation, the amount of excitement I would see every time I would go and do a campaign with these kids, who they don't see these campaigns. They don't see people from the external world coming to their schools and teach them about something new with art and music. They're just used to kind of a rhythm of just learning and, you know, sticking to their syllabus and giving exams at the end of the year. And especially because we included a lot of like prizes with chocolates, and it was just such an engaging experience for them. And they would keep on asking these questions, and their enthusiasm was what really got me going throughout the entire project. Just engaging with the kids was the best part of this project, really. So yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, it's always educating children, and it's always going to be your best bet if you want to spread a message.
Yeah, they were just so open, and they were like, "Will you come again?" And I was like, "Sure, if you want to learn about TB or maybe COVID next time." And they're like, "Okay." And they were like, "All right then." They just loved it. Yeah.
So Joy Hawk is obviously yourself, but then also you work with other partners, specifically Sanjay Bhakta. Could you tell me a little bit about how you started working with some other partners?
So when I first kind of conceptualized the idea of Joy Hawk, I first approached my family, because my father, he's a gynecologist, and he's practiced in India for most of his life. He was born and brought up there. And I think I needed a bit of like first kind of local perspective of how well we'd be able to integrate such a campaign within Calcutta and within schools. Because of course it's easy to kind of come up with such an idea, but of course doing it and actually approaching the schools and the authorities is quite difficult, which is why we needed to gain some support from an NGO and some institutional support so as to make this campaign more accessible. Kind of, I don't want to say valid, well, it would be valid because of course, the more people that are involved, the more confidence you would get in kind of allowing someone to come into your school and teach your kids about TB. At that point, I was an undergraduate, so I had no real qualification in the sense like I'm not a professor, right? I'm not an expert on TB. So I decided to kind of reach out to my past professors, to some NGOs within the community. And I did find the support in a local NGO, which was a medical NGO based in north of Bengal. And they really helped me to kind of find some of the schools, some of the public schools that were present in the locality. They already knew about this NGO. So having me as, you know, leading this campaign with their help, it was much easier to be able to approach these educational authorities and ask them for the permission to do the campaign. And of course, Sanjeev came in as well. And because he's Bengali, he was very enthusiastic with the whole idea of Joy Hook. And he became more and more involved as we decided to really look into how we could educate the children and specifically on multi-drug resistance, because that is also one of the outcomes of stigma. Because people don't want to talk about TB, or people specifically who have the disease and they are diagnosed with it, because they don't tell people they have TB, it's quite a chronic illness. You need to stick to this kind of long drug regimen of around 6 to 8 months, and it has to be consistent. And a lot of patients, because they're afraid of kind of letting people know that they have the disease within the community, if they notice them going to the local medical center to get medicine every day, which they don't, and hence that's what helps to encourage drug resistance, because they don't stick to their daily drug treatment. That is also one of the outcomes of kind of misconceptions around TB and non-compliance. That's how Sanjeev really helped me to kind of get into the content that we were trying to relay to these kids. So yeah, he was the primary collaborator for this project.
So lastly, in your Outreach Prize talk, you sang a song for us. You talked about the song and gave us a bit of background to it in the talk. And I was just wondering, for those who didn't hear the explanation of it, if you could just talk us through a bit of that now.
Yeah, of course. So basically, Poto Chitro, like I said, it's a kind of native folk art that comes from West Bengal, and it's usually performed along with a song. And this song helps to kind of construct the narrative, or rather communicate the narrative that is being portrayed on the scroll of painting, which is essentially a storyboard for TB. And so the scroll itself, there it's split into 4 to 5 segments, and each segment representing a different aspect or characteristic of the disease. So the first segment, for example, depicts one of the biggest risk factors of TB, which is primarily the way it spreads, which is crowding, overcrowding. And that is you can see that a lot, especially in the rural community, because they live in such small houses. You'll have big families living in, say, 2 to 3 rooms. And so because there are so many people in one room, there's, of course, a higher risk of transmitting the disease. So in the first part of the scroll, we have a kind of a depiction of a house with many people in it. And then, of course, outside the house, we see the bacterium actually being symbolized as a demon. And so basically the scroll is segmented in that way. And like I said, it comes with a song. So each verse that corresponds to each segment of the scroll, and the kind of the narrative that I'm trying to achieve through this song is to try and explain how TB is transmitted, and then what are the ways, what are the symptoms that come across. For example, you cough blood, it affects the lungs, and then the ways we can prevent it, for example, the BCG vaccine. But it's all done, of course, through in a song format. So it's very melodic, and it's like a kind of, it's a kind of story about how TB progresses and how, you know, towards treatment and then prevention. It's just a, it's kind of an all-in-one way of looking at TB, I think, like a nature review, but through a song. Not a nature review, not that good, but it's a record review and a song. So yeah,
it's good as well because it makes it more approachable and
approachable. Yeah,
I hesitate to use the word fun because TB obviously isn't fun, but
I mean it is fun. It's a very upbeat song for the kind of morbid theme that it portrays, because we have a lot of percussion. We give the kids little drum kits, and we give them some tambourines and cymbals, and then they just play along as they sing without, like, of course it's a disease, but of course that's how you kind of break the ice, right? By just singing about it.
And presumably break the stigma.
Yeah, break the stigma as well. Yeah.
So if someone would want to find out a bit more about Joy Hook, where can they go and what can they do? Or if they want to get involved, what can they do?
Yeah, of course. So if they want to learn more about Joy Hook, they should definitely check out our website, www.joyhook.org. And we also are on the social media channels. Me and Sanjeeb are in talks of an event that we're potentially doing around mid-February. It involves a bit of competition for an opportunity to submit your own art and your own writings around how we can use art to educate the public on different diseases. And I think by participating in that, you'll be able to also understand more about the potential of such an initiative to really raise awareness and, of course, be involved in it yourself. So it's an opportunity to kind of contribute. So definitely check out our social media pages. We'll be updating it.
Thank you to Sriyeshi for coming onto the show. I'll leave links to the website and the social media channels for Joy Hook in the podcast description if you want to find out more. Thanks for listening. I hope you're keeping safe in this third lockdown, and I'll see you on the next episode.